We want to look to the Word of God and ask Him to bless. And as we pray and join our faith together, praying in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we come to you, Lord, and we need a touch from on high today. We need you to come and visit this chapel physically, and we need also in our personal bodies, you come and visit each one of us with a visitation of your Spirit, that you might have your way and will in our life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to look to the Gospel of St. Luke in the 24th chapter, looking in about the first 8 verses of this chapter. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre where they was bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, 2 men stood by them in shining garment. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful man and crucified, and the third day arise again. And they remembered his words. Notice the verse of scripture that says, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but he has risen. Amen. He is not here. And we find this in some of the other gospels, and we find that thought. He is not here. He has risen. I want to preach for a few minutes today on the subject, the power of his resurrection. We know about the virgin birth. We know about how that Christ came and was born. We know all the history up to now about Christ. But if he had failed in this moment, if he had failed in this hour, then all of it would have been in vain. See, he had to fulfill what he said he would do. He said, No man will take my life from me. I will lay it down of my own accord, and I will take it up again. He had the power to fulfill what he said he would do. He had the power to rise. We have all the many religious leaders in the world today, and those that have dead and gone and buried, and people that still worship them as their religious leaders, not a one of them can fulfill or has fulfilled what Christ was able to do. He was able to prophesy what he would do. He said, For this purpose I came, and he was able to fulfill the death, the burial, and the resurrection. He got up. Amen. Now then, because he got up, we possess the power of his resurrection. Not all that in the sound of my voice have come to the exact knowledge of who they are in Christ. I'm going to tell you something. The devil will try to blind your eyes from the message of the power of the resurrection. The devil will try to make you to believe that you are worthless, you're hopeless, and there's nothing you can do about the things that have befallen you or where you're at or where you sit or what you're going through. The devil would have you to believe there's nothing you can do about it, but that is a lie out of the pits of hell. Because Christ resurrected and was able to raise himself from the dead and fulfill the commission and the mission which he was set here to do. Because of that, you have the same resurrection power within you. You don't have to stay in the battle. You can exalt yourself above the battle. Friend, you don't have to stay in the condition wherein maybe Satan has come against you with or throwed you into. You don't have to stay there because you have the power of the resurrection Christ within you. He lives within this life I now live. Amen. I don't live it by my own strength, my own self, but I live it through Christ which is in me, which strengthens me, which gives me the power and the victory to overcome. I have that resurrection power. Amen. I don't have to accept what the devil dumps on my plate or what he dumps on my shoulders or what he dumps in my face, and you don't have to accept it either. Amen. Recognize who you are. Recognize the power that has been made available through Jesus Christ. Amen. The power of the resurrected Savior, the resurrected Christ. Now, let's look at some aspects of what he was to fulfill and what he was to do. First of all, I want to look in the 27th chapter of Matthew, and the writer got so excited here, and you would get excited too if you was trying to tell this, amen. And I've always been amazed at this verse of scripture because the writer just got so excited, amen, amen. Jesus, when he had cried again, this is in Matthew 27 and verse 50. You got to realize the writer was seeing all this. And after he had seen it, he sat down to write about it. So you got to understand that there's a space of time between some of these events. Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. This is in verse 50. Now, this is simultaneous. And behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were open and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Now then, this verse 50 and verse 51 and verse 52, there's a whole bunch of events that took place between those events. But the writer was so excited as he began to write this, he began to explain to us what happened. The veil in the temple was rent. They buried him after the fulfillment of his resurrection, after he came forth. And then they looked around and here, amen, was graves that was just busting open. Amen. And these graves, amen, as they burst open, amen, the Bible said, amen, in verse 53, and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went unto the holy city and appeared unto many. You've got to understand the chronicle order of the scripture to understand what took place. A lot of people go to church. They'll go to Easter today. They'll put on their Easter flock. They'll go and they'll be there, but they don't understand nothing what it's about. Amen. That's the reason the world is swallowed hook, line, and sinker, the Easter bunny. I like what the brother said, amen. They've written the song, amen. It's not about the Easter bunny hopping down the Easter trail. Amen. I'm sorry. No wonder the world swallows about a basket and a bunch of eggs. But the real meaning of Easter is the resurrection. And without the resurrection, you and I would all be in vain. Without the resurrection, we would be hopelessly and endlessly lost, and there would be no remedy for anything. But because of the resurrection, we stand victorious and triumphant with Christ. And we can rise above every situation. And I don't care what you got going on in your life. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what your battle is. You can get up. Amen. The Bible says there must first be a willing mind in you. If you want to change something, you got to be willing. Amen. If you want to change, amen, of where your life is at, you got to be willing. First of all, you got to have a willing mind. You got to say, God, I accept your plan for my life Amen. Because mine hadn't been working that good. Amen. And God, I wanted to get my feet on your ground that you want me to. For the Bible says the steps of a righteous man, genderable, male and female, the steps of a righteous person are ordained and ordered by the Lord. And God, let me walk on the ground you want to let me walk on. God, I'm tired of walking in defeat. God, I'm tired of walking, amen, with the devil in my face. I'm tired of the battle, amen. And I want victory in Jesus' name. If there first be a will and mind in you, it's acceptable to the Lord, amen. But during the order of what took place, Jesus had said that he would lay his life down and he would take it up again. The psalmist, amen, had been quoted and said, not a bone in his body would be broken. Just as the word of God said that he would be in the belly of the whale, the fish, for 3 days and three nights, amen. So should the Son of God be. So as Jonah would be in that, so would the Son of God be in the heart of the earth. Just like Jonah was in the whale, the fish, the Son of God would be in the heart of the earth. Just like it said, not a bone in his body would be broken. And when they come to see, amen, if he is dead, they would usually break their legs because they would hold themselves up fighting for life. And they would push against and hold themselves up on the cross and try to breathe as long as they could. But when they broke their legs, they could no longer hold themselves up and they would slump down and their death would be just in a few minutes. But when they come to see the Lord, amen, the Spirit had already lifted out his physical body for that moment. And he had already come to the point that they pronounced him dead and not a bone in his body was broken. Amen. Now then, we find during this time of those 3 days and three nights, the Bible says that he was in captivity. He went for the captivity, which at that time you had upper Sheol and lower Sheol. You had all the righteous saints were in upper Sheol, and in lower Sheol was all the doomed and the condemned and those that had no faith in God. The Bible said Abraham, you know, he believed in God, and because he had that faith, amen, it was counted unto him as righteousness. Throughout the word of God, man always had the opportunity to accept Jesus or accept God's plan, just like you and I have the opportunity to accept Jesus, which is God's plan. In the Old Testament, they had to just simply believe in God. There was a sacrifice that was made, and that was only an atonement until the supreme sacrifice could be made. For he was the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. And through him being slain in his death, burial, and resurrection, then we would have power to overcome. But if Christ had not been able to fulfill what he said, all the righteous dead would have been in Sheol in captivity by Satan. They was in a state of paradise, and at that hour, paradise was in that state of the heart of the earth at that particular time. It was not in heaven as some people believe at that time. The saints had not been, amen, given the right to go into the heaven as heaven was in that hour. They was in upper Sheol in captivity. But Christ went into the prisons of darkness and he come preaching, amen. And he had the keys to death, hell, and the grave, amen. And he took them from Satan, amen. And in doing so, all the Old Testament saints had the opportunity to choose Christ as a Messiah, as a Savior. And at that moment, amen, then all the Old Testament saints was resurrected, amen. And then as they walked on the earth, the chronological order here, as they walked on the earth, they were seen there in Jerusalem. Now then, the Lord, amen, they had, you know, wanted to touch him, and he said, I've not yet been glorified yet. He wouldn't allow nobody to touch him, but the next time he was seen, amen, he was seen just pass through the wall and come in their midst, amen, and he had been glorified. He had to fulfill a commission. That commission is all those souls that he preached to in Sheol, all those souls he had to deliver up to the Father in heaven. Amen. Now then, let me give you an understanding of how that he will do that the second time at the end. And here will be the account of it. Amen. In Paul's writings into 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter and in verse 24, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put down all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet, but when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Amen. So when we understand that he must fulfill the order of the scripture, the Old Testament saints was delivered up, then at the end of the age that we're living now, the hour we're living right now, soon to be the rapture of the church, soon to be the fulfillment, amen, then God will have to deliver all the New Testament saints. They will be delivered before the Father, amen, and he will do so because he is the resurrected Christ. He's the one they crucified. He become the chief cornerstone, amen. The only difference now is because of the Old Testament saints that he resurrected, because of going to Calvary. See, the Old Testament saints was held in clutches really by Satan. But when they were set free and God set up the new covenant in the New Testament, when we die, amen, we don't go to a Sheol, amen, that is held by Satan. The Bible says to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. I'm glad, amen, that we don't have to wait in darkness, amen, for a Messiah, for a Savior, for a resurrected Christ, amen. For every man, woman, boy, or girl that has died, amen, after his resurrection, amen, they immediately went to the presence of the Lord. Now, it's not heaven as we will see New Jerusalem, but it's heaven. Amen. It's heaven. Amen. All those that have died in Christ immediately at that moment went to heaven. Amen. Now then, we can get down to the brass tacks of that if we want to, and we can look and see what, you know, God has totally painted the picture. Amen. God, he would not have us to be ignorant of the things that are coming. Amen. He would not by any means, amen. And because of that, he has forewarned us in the word the things that are to take place, amen. And I am glad today, amen, to report that he's kept his word, amen. He's not failed, not in one point, amen. But he has kept his word. And Paul's writings in 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter in verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, we've had people that preach soul sleep. We've had people that preach that all the dead in Christ was just asleep in the grave. That's not so. For the Bible says to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. In this dispensation we're living in now, since the resurrection of Jesus Christ on that day that Matthew recorded, and we read there in the scripture, since that day that it took place, amen, when a man, woman, boy, or girl, a child, whatever it may be, they immediately go to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. But what will take place, that God will take all those souls, the spirit of man, and he will, if that last resurrection, when that trumpet sounds so loud that it wakes the dead, and all the dead in Christ shall rise to go to be with the Lord, he will cause at that moment the flesh body to be resurrected also. If it's been scattered out to the desert and the sands, he will gather it back. If it's been scattered to the sea, he will gather it back. If it's been decomposed in the ground, in the sod, or in the tomb, the casket, the vault, or wherever it's been put, he will at that moment cause that body to stand up alive, and it'll be gathered back with the spirit, and we will see that person go up, amen. Hold. They might have been blind when they died. They'll see. They might have been lame when they died. They'll walk. They might have had cancer. They'll be cancer free. They might have had diabetic problems. They'll be diabetic free. They may have heart problems, amen. They'll have a whole heart, amen. They might have been missing limbs or parts of their body. They'll be whole. They might have been born deformed. They'll be whole. Glory to God. Why? Because that's, you know, the order of the word. That's the fulfillment of what's going to take place. That's when corruption puts on incorruption. Glory to God. That's when, amen, we're made whole by the resurrection power of Christ. And see, my friend, we don't have to wait for death for that to take place. That resurrection power is working and alive and is real in us today. This day can change your life. This hour, this moment can change your life, but you have to come to the resurrection knowledge and power of Jesus Christ, the Christ, the one that's called Lord. That he has power to change your life. He has power to resurrect your life. He has power to give you victory. Amen. I've always said, and I say it again, if you know who God is, and you know who you are, and you know where you fit in the plan of God, you are an unstoppable creature. They can't stop you. Amen. If you have the understanding to know that you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you're a changed vessel. You're a changed creature. You know, back when I was a kid, and you kind of laugh at this, over in the country over in Flood County, the cars used to have one shaft that come up out of the floor, and the gas pedal fit on that, called a throttle. When they come new, they would have a garnet like around them, a rubber thing, and it was kind of tight, and you didn't get no water and rain and snow up through it. But after a while, if you used them much, that rubber would drop out, and they had one around the brake pedal and the gas pedal. They come up through the floor. And when they come up through the floor, before long, you had a draft blowing up your leg and water when you run through a mud puddle, and it was kind of not so good. I'm glad they changed that on cars. I'm not for sure they made it much better. Now they put a computer in them that locks up and makes you run 90 miles an hour. But anyway, at least they swung them from the top now, and they don't come up through the floor where all the debris comes up in the floorboard. But on that rod that come up, they used to make wooden spools that you got your thread on. Well, they made a pretty good one. One that was about, it must have been 2 inches tall. And that throttle was like maybe 4 inches long on some cars. And You know, you pushed it down, and the more you pushed it down, the faster it went. Well, gas, when it started going up a little bit, I mean, you know, when it went from 15 cents a gallon to a quarter a gallon, they thought the world was coming to an end. So a lot of the old timers and old codgers over in Floyd County go get them one of them spools. And they would pop that throttle up. It stuck in a little rubber thing that held it down. They'd pop that up, and they would set that spool down over that shaft and then put their pedal back down. Well, you can imagine you could only accelerate about a half a pedal. And so your car wouldn't run near as fast. You wouldn't over-rev it, and you wouldn't use as much fuel. But guess what? You didn't have much power. I'm convinced a lot of Christians is using some kind of theory that makes about that kind of sense of putting a spool under your gas pedal. They've got something that they put under their pedal when it comes down to being able to accelerate in the things of God. You know, things like I've heard people say, watch out, don't get too much of that religion, it'll drive you crazy. No, it is not the abundance of it that drives people crazy. It's the lack of it. It's the absence of it. Amen. Amen. His will is, amen, the Father will, the Father. I searched the scripture. I searched the book. The will of the Father is we be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. He don't want you to have a mezzanine drop of fuel. He don't want you to have just a little nudge of it. He wants you to have the whole dose. He won't hurt you. Amen. I've heard people, when we putting the gospel on the radio station, people said, you're going to play that every day, 7 days a week, all day long? I said, yes, we are. One lady, she said, I don't know where I can take that from daylight to dark or not. I said, ma'am, it won't hurt you. Man, it won't hurt you. This thing is real. This thing will get you up in the morning. It'll get you up when you're down. When it looks like the whole world has fell down around you, amen, it'll carry you through. It's called the resurrection power of Christ because he had the right and the power to fulfill what he said he'd do. He delivered the Old Testament saints to the Father. He gave you and I the resurrection power to live for Christ. And when this age is over, he will deliver up all the New Testament saints to the Father. Amen. And we'll get to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll ride white horses with him. We'll see that new city of Jerusalem coming down, and we will enter into it. Amen. And the earth will be renovated by fire and become the garden that's parked at the end of that golden staircase. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The resurrection power of God Almighty through Christ. The power of his Christ. It was that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Made it all possible. Put your understanding in it today. Take a hold of it. Ask God, Lord, I want to know about this resurrection. I want to know about the power that Christ had, that he got up when they crucified him. I want to know about the resurrection power through Christ, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this day, this hour, this moment. We thank you for the privilege that we've had to come and be together in your name. And God, for those that hear this message and will hear it as it's aired for many months throughout different places that their messages are aired. God, let the anointing go forth on this message and let people take a hold of the resurrection power of Christ and be transformed. For you said, as many as received him, give you the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. Father, we believe today. God, we believe today. Thank you for the resurrection power. Thank you that we can live. Because he lives today, we can live also. Heal, set free, work miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.